Earlier this year, an unexpected algal bloom caused commercial shellfish harvest on Washington's coast to shut down. Now, how do growers recoup and plan for the next one? NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
In May, state agencies detected an algal bloom off the Washington coast that can cause paralytic shellfish poisoning, known as PSP. Goose Point Oysters is one of many shellfish companies that grows in Willapaw Bay on the coast. Kathleen Nisbet-Monsey is the company's chief operating officer.
Well, we sent the samples in that morning, and by that afternoon, we had gotten calls that everything was going to be shut down.
A bloom like this can last anywhere from days to months, but the real problem, Nisbet-Monsey says, was labs in the state aren't prepared for the number of sampling needed when coastal growers are impacted. Things went back to normal in early July, but growers lost an estimated $1 million from recalls and destroyed products. I'm Lauren Gallup reporting.